Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is How Humor Saved My Marriage. Humor is like a needle and thread. Deftly used, it can patch up anything. I don't know who said it, but there's a lot of truth to this quote. If you've ever been in a relationship, you know that sooner or later you'll need to patch things up or split up. Maybe yours is a brand new relationship, or maybe like me, you've been married a lot of years. Either way, no matter how much you're in love or how perfectly compatible you are, you'll run into issues. Maybe the things he used to do that you like so much are now a source of irritation. Maybe you find yourselves growing apart as work or other interests drive you in different directions, or maybe you have children and suddenly look at each other as parents instead of lovers. Your heart used to thump wildly when he walked through the door, and now you wish you had another hour to finish your book. I'm not talking about major rifts caused by abuse or affairs that need to be dealt with on a whole different level. I'm talking about the kinds of things that whittle away at what used to be a great romance, things like agitation, irritability, or boredom. These feelings, as disappointing as they are, don't have to become permanent fixtures of a relationship. Relationships change, but they can still be exciting, whether we've been in them for 2 years or 42 years. The secret is in the nurturing. We wouldn't expect to regain muscle tone by refusing to exercise. In the same way, we can't expect to re-energize a relationship without nurturing it. There are lots of ways to nurture a relationship: special time together, improved communication, sex, etc. And I could write a chapter on each of them, but I want to focus on the one thing that has not only made my marriage stronger, it's kept it fun: humor. Being able to laugh together has been a buffer against life's unpredictability and its challenges. The situations that seem daunting, challenging, or downright impossible can be diffused and placed in their proper perspective by mining those rich veins of humor we so often overlook. I needed a big dose of humor in the second week of our marriage. As newlyweds, we left family, friends, and everything familiar to head from North Carolina to Chicago, where my husband was starting a brand new job at IBM. Deciding we wanted adventure, we had looked at a map, picked out a city, and landed jobs in our chosen location. We didn't have much in the way of worldly possessions. Those few things we did have were loaded onto a moving van that was scheduled to arrive in Chicago 2 days after our arrival. We set off with an abundance of enthusiasm and a meager supply of overnight items designed to see us through the 18-hour drive. So spartan was our packing that my husband brought along only one pair of shoes, new black wingtips, which were the official shoes worn by IBMers back in those days. After a day of driving, we pulled into an economical motel that was clean but without frills, a place within our carefully crafted newlywed budget. My husband was thrilled when he spotted a notice advertising free shoe shines. If you want your shoes shined free of charge, place them outside the door of your room. They will be shined and returned to you in the morning, compliments of this motel. He pulled off his shoes, which were just beginning to show a few scuffs. Think I should do it? Why not? It's free, I shrugged. He placed his shoes outside the door of our motel room. The next morning, when he went to retrieve them, the shoes weren't there. An hour later, when they still weren't there, my husband contacted the front desk and talked to an indifferent girl munching a donut. She didn't know anything about free shoe shines. My husband was forced to spend the rest of our trip in socks, and I couldn't believe he hadn't brought along another pair of shoes. What kind of person only has his wingtips? He also had to deal with the question of what to wear on his first day of work, because it was Sunday night when we got to town and the shoe stores were closed. You don't begin a new job in socks. He ended up buying a $10 pair of black plastic shoes from Walmart, and the next evening he limped home from work with blisters. To top that off, as if all the forces were aligned against us, I sent my clothes to be laundered, and they were stolen. Maybe I was being paid back for my evil thoughts about his stolen shoes. We felt gullible and naive, poor and tired. We were hundreds of miles from home, and I felt like screaming. But when my new husband limped home from work, and I stood there in a pair of jeans and a pajama top, the only clothes I still had, we began to laugh our way out of a bad mood and back into the adventurous spirit that had launched us on this journey. Since then, we've had a lot to laugh about, but I need to point out something important before continuing. Humor should never be sarcastic, derogatory, or at the expense of another person. One friend of ours always made his wife the butt of his jokes, and now they're divorced. This kind of put-down humor is plentiful, but not pleasant. Including humor in a relationship doesn't mean retelling the latest jokes. It means being able to point out and laugh at the absurdities of everyday life, finding joy and laughter in the trivial. People with a sense of humor take pleasure in life, relishing its variety and unpredictability. They are serious about their and everyone else's intrinsic worth, but they don't take themselves too seriously. It's hard to be angry when you're sharing a good laugh. Finding humor in the mundane is a way of relishing the everyday joys available to us. Couples who laugh together create a special bond that helps them through the rough patches of a relationship. Sometimes you can choose between being pissed off or laughing it off. Years after our adventures in Chicago, when we were house hunting in Atlanta, my husband decided he wanted a lake house, even though we couldn't afford it. This led us to look at lake homes that were fixer-uppers. At one house, my husband, the real estate agent, and I walked out on the dock. When we reached the end, the side of the dock connected to the land sprang up like one end of a teeter-totter. We were stranded, water rising around our shoes. The real estate agent, a woman in her 60s with perfectly coiffed hair, heels, and a suit, was paralyzed by fear. She began screaming. My husband said, "Bibi, you need to climb up the dock just as if you were climbing a ladder. The dock will slowly lower you to the other side like a teeter-totter, and we can all cross." "Why in the hell should I do that? Why don't you climb to the end of the dock?" "Because I'm too heavy. If I leave this part of the dock, it will spring up too, and then we'll really be in a bind." Slowly, I began my climb up the vertical half of the dock, watching out for slippery spots. The real estate agent continued to scream, and my husband continued to encourage me. "You are doing great." I reached the other side, and the dock, like a giant teeter-totter, lowered itself and reconnected with land. We made it safely to shore, but didn't buy a lake house. I started to be upset with my husband for persuading me to do the death climb and talking me into looking at lake houses we couldn't afford. But when I thought of the real estate agent and that crazy dock, I started laughing and couldn't stop. Humor has been one of the saving graces of our relationship. It's seen us through career upsets, growing children, moving to different parts of the country, and other changes that could have been stressful. I wouldn't be exaggerating to say that humor has not only saved my marriage, humor has made it an exciting journey. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris KK Aria on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.